What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You want to get to state? We'll get to state. Look, here's all I'll tell you. I did this topic the other day on my afternoon show here in Detroit, so I may as well give you a chance to punch me in the face. I said, am I being unreasonable? Ready? In order for Jonathan Smith to keep his job, here's what I would need. 8 wins, 1 signature win, just like he did at year 2 at Oregon State where they beat number 9 Oregon, okay?
Yeah.
And make MSU fun again. Make me not feel like I am wasting 4 hours of my day. Now, you get year 2 with Aiden Chiles. You get an upgraded O-line. They hit the portal. Allegedly, this Gulbin kid from Wake Forest is an all-conference-level guy, and this Connor Moore kid was an All-American at Montana State. It was between us and Ohio State. I don't know if we blackmailed him. I don't know how we got him. Whatever. The point is, the one thing I'm hearing, and I am always hesitant about training camp buzz, I hate shit like this. This might be the best crew of receivers MSU's had in a decade. I mean, Nick Marsh is NFL, and Amari Kelly, and this Krayshawn McCray kid, it's speed, it's more what he had at Oregon State. Jack Velling, you know the deal. Look, man, the question will be the defense. They transfer portaled 35 guys in the secondary. I can't even name these people. My fear, I don't know how MSU is going to generate pressure on a quarterback.
But
is there an opportunity State could outscore a lot of people? It's very plausible. I'm hesitant, but I would tell you, he doesn't win 8 games and beat somebody like a Michigan or somebody like an Indiana or somebody with a fucking pulse. Hell, make it USC if you like. Then I don't want him there. So I would say to you, what's the total on these idiots?
So they're 5.5, which is why I wanted to raise the question.
Are you
setting them up for failure saying, I need 8? When the number set at 5.5.
Buddy, if he goes,
I'm not even mad at you for setting the bar where you are. I understand why you did.
Totally. Buddy, all I'd tell you is if he went 6-6, I can't his ass.
So they make a bowl game.
What bowl game?
No, I know. I'm just asking. And you know what? It just hasn't been enough.
Congratulations. You went 6-6. It's the stick your dick in a blender bowl. Are you kidding me?
I know. Well, here's the thing. They need an identity. Like, you talk about being fun. How about an identity? What is Spartan football under Jonathan Smith?
Shitty. I knew. That's what it is. I'm just happy this guy doesn't play with himself in a hotel room. That's the only positive of last year.
The way they ended the season, was it 4 of the last 5 lost? And a lot of them blowouts. Like 3-4 touchdown
ass whoopings. And I'm tired of it. Because look.
By the way, they went through a meat grinder in October, and we were going to learn what they had left. And the answer was
nothing. You grew up in this state. And albeit you're younger than me, you grew up in a time where either, even when MSU wasn't dominant, they competed.
Oh, yeah, they were a pain in the ass at worst, and at best, I mean, the D'Antonio years, they won this thing.
This shit the last 5 years. Even in 2021, they got their fucking doors blown off by Ohio State, they got their doors blown off by Purdue. Everything else in the Mel Tucker era was a complete shit show. And then last year, here's MSU down 30 in the second quarter. Enough. Compete.
And where we're at in college football, you don't get 4 years
to do this.
You really don't even get three.
You get two.
So 2 years with the portal. And again, it's not like he came in here and didn't use the portal and he's doing it the hard way. He used the portal.
Right.
In a lot of ways, what Cignetti did at Indiana, I'm going to bring in my guys. I got my tight end. I got some offensive linemen. I've got my freaking quarterback.
Yeah.
And Mike, a lot of it's tied to Chiles, right? Right out of the gate, Boston College week 2. He wet the bed on the road last year in Chestnut Hill.
He has
to show progress.
I agree.
And week 2's the perfect time to do it.
So here's where I'd go. I'll go over Washington 7.5, under Wisconsin 5.5, over State 5.5.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.